Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Now Jesus was telling them a parable to show that, at all times, they ought to pray and not to lose heart, saying, "In a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and did not respect man. There was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him, saying, 'Give me legal protection from my opponent.' For a while he was unwilling, but afterward he said to himself, 'Even though I do not fear God, nor respect man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will give her legal protection. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will wear me out.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge said. Now, will not God bring about justice for his elect, who cry to him day and night, and will he delay long over them? I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?"
We like to keep things uncomplicated. Follow a few steps and reach the preferred result. Prayer, however, cannot be reduced to such an easy formula. It isn't a transactional activity where repeating certain words brings the desired solution. It's ongoing communication with the Heavenly Father and involves listening, speaking, and acting on what we hear from Him. God has promised to answer the prayers of those of us who are believers, His children, but He often waits before responding. He does so for many reasons. Preparation. Sometimes God has to make us ready for what He wants to give us. We may have attitudes or behaviors that aren't aligned with His will. Spiritual growth. The Lord may use delays to test our faith or deepen our relationship with Him. And timing. God's timetable often doesn't match ours. He knows what He wants to accomplish in and through us. God includes delays as part of the believer's prayer life. In certain situations, we, like the persevering widow in today's scripture passage, Luke chapter 18, are to keep knocking before the Lord gives us His answer. Jesus calls us to a lifestyle of asking, seeking, and knocking, a lifestyle of trust in the Heavenly Father's promise to answer His children.